You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It seems like every time we count out the Tampa Bay Rays, they respond with a winning streak to get themselves right back in the thick of playoff contention. This is MLB.com Extras Tampa Bay Rays. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, as always, thank you for the time. And you know what? You look at the Rays recently. They were headed for a three-game sweep at the hands of Kansas City last weekend at the Trop. They salvage the final game of the series, then begin their series with the sputtering Orioles with two straight wins. So now it's three straight wins and really a great way to start a very crucial nine-game road trip.
Yeah, they look like they're getting back into it. I mean, you know, there's still a lot of teams to climb, but, they're very much in this thing, and the way they're playing right now, I think it's, you can get excited about it if you're a Rays fan.
Absolutely. And, Bill, we're in the midst of September call-ups, and unfortunately that meant some bad news for once promising infield prospect Hak-Joo Lee. He was DFA to make room on the 40-man roster. And, Bill, I got to think a sad conclusion for a guy that was once thought to be the Rays shortstop of the future.
You know, when I first saw him at spring training several years back after the trade, the big Cubs trade that sent Garza to the Cubs, I thought this guy was, the real deal. I really liked the way he played shortstop, and the question was whether or not his offense would catch up to his defense. But he had some speed, and like I said, he was really the deal at shortstop. But, he injured his knee, and after I saw him after that, he never really quite looked the same to me. I think they gave him a pretty good try. Doesn't mean he can't pick up with somebody else, but, I think it's probably a good time for them to part ways. Now, who knows? He could end up, clearing waivers and signing back with the club.
Do you think it was the case, and you touched on this a little bit, where the injuries piled up, the inconsistency started to mount, and that for him right now, he just simply needs a change of scenery?
A lot of times that's a good thing. I mean, the only time I really saw him play was during spring training, so I would see him, a year-to-year thing, and I know one year he'd gained a lot of weight. He'd coming off the knee injury and it had been a bad winter in South Korea. So I really can't judge too much on anything else other than what his numbers have been, which have not been outstanding offensively. So who knows, maybe another change of scenery, and maybe if he can get down and get to play shortstop every day, which I think has been a problem, getting out there at shortstop every day. So, definitely a change of scenery might help.
So unfortunately, we're never going to see him in a Rays uniform at the major league level. But like I said, he was DFA to make room for guys who are going to get that opportunity with rosters expanding in September. Of the guys who have been called up, or of the guys that you think may be called up, who are you most excited to check out?
Well, I haven't seen Luke Maley play that much. And, of course, he's the guy they had to make room on the 40-man roster for. And that's why they DFA'd Lee. But, he's a big kid, catcher, went to University of Kentucky. Kind of excited to see him play some. I know his offense wasn't went down a little bit this year. If he had a really good year at Montgomery last year, he's been at Triple-A this year and not quite as much offensively. But, he seems to be a smart kid, and I think they're pretty high on him. I know he got in last night and he had his first major league at-bat, had a decent at-bat, flew out. But, he's really the one I haven't seen that much, and I am looking forward to seeing him play.
So a lot of excitement there with the youngsters, and a lot of excitement, too, surrounding Drew Smyly. He was terrific on Tuesday night. He's had four outings since coming off the DL, and this was by far the most impressive of them. Seven innings on Tuesday night, and I got to think the Rays have to be very excited at the thought of this guy, kind of turning the corner and becoming a mainstay in the rotation once again. Just kind of give us your observations of what you saw from Smyly last night.
Well, he looked like the guy we saw last year after the trade, and really who we saw at the start of the year. The only, really bad results, and they weren't that bad, but, mediocre results we've seen at Smyly were those immediate starts, right after his return from the disabled list. So, and talking to scouts, they said that the guy has some kind of, it comes out of his delivery. It's hard for hitters to pick it up, and you can see that with his strikeouts, but he has a nice presence out there, and his off-speed stuff really seemed to be clicking a little little better last night, you know, and he's told us all along that he just needed to get a little better feel for that off-speed stuff, he felt like, in order to get back to where he had been.
And also on Tuesday, I would say a decent night for J.P. Arencibia, driving in 6 runs from the number 9 spot in the lineup. Now, the sample size still very small. His track record not tremendously encouraging. He failed to hit 200 in each of his last 2 full seasons at the big league level. But still, it looks like, at least for right now, he's fitting right in after Kirk Casale went down with that injury.
Well, you know, that it looks fortuitous. I mean, the bar has never been raised too high for offense on the catchers for the Rays. So, you know, anything they get, I'd be very surprised if they don't run this thing out and see if he can keep hitting. I know Rivera's not had a good year offensively. So, you know, why not see if this guy can give you some offense? You know, I mean, it's not going to be 6 RBIs every night, but he does have the threat of you know, hitting the ball out of the park, which is what Casale had, and that seemed to give him a little bit of a lift. So I'd be surprised if we don't see a good bit of him coming up.
You know, in the off season when the Rays parted ways with Ryan Hannigan, it didn't make headlines. It wasn't a big splashy thing, but as you just touched on, with the lack of production overall this season by Rays catchers, do the Rays miss Ryan Hannigan a little more than they thought they would?
Well, Hannigan really did not produce for them as well. I mean, the numbers between Hannigan and Jose Molina last year made Mario Mendoza look like Ted Williams. So, you know, it just wasn't, you know. Just when he was healthy, it didn't happen. So, for some reason, they've just been kind of jinxed at that position. So maybe and CBN, Casale, and company, who knows, maybe Maley gets a few reps in there and he can get on track. So, but I don't really think they missed Hannigan too much.
Yeah, and this season, like you said, with Arencibia coming aboard and Casale doing what he did, maybe finally the Rays are starting to kind of turn the corner at the catcher position, at least offensively. We'll see how that develops into the 2016 season and beyond. And, you know, Bill, we all know that the Rays have a habit of not keeping closers in the fold for very long. They seem to churn them out like an assembly line. But nonetheless, Brad Boxberger entering Wednesday a league-high 33 saves. Does it look like he could be their ninth inning guy for years to come beyond 2015?
I would say for now, you know, they control him. So, once the numbers start getting up there financially, you know, they start kind of looking for other alternatives. But I think you could see him around for a while. And, you know, he might get a little bit of competition from Colomé. Colomé has been really impressive in this last month. So they've got a nice situation there. When Jake McGee comes back, that's 3 pretty good guys at the back end.
And what is the update on McGee?
Nothing new there. I mean, you know, we've heard if they're still in it, you know, he could, you know, we could see him at the end of the season, maybe the last week of September. But nothing really updated on that. You know, I saw him last week. He seemed to be feeling well. He was pretty happy with the way the operation went. And, you know, he was thinking he was going to start throwing some this week possibly. So at least playing catch. But, you know, he was optimistic about how the surgery turned out.
And, Bill, are you surprised at least somewhat? I mean, I know we're talking about a Rays organization that has they don't have the budget that other big market teams do. But nonetheless, are you surprised that more teams do not follow the Rays business model when it comes to closers? Because, like we've said, they've turned so many guys into not just closers but effective closers over the years without paying anybody, you know, Papelbon money, if you will, or David Robertson money. Are you surprised that other teams kind of don't follow that same blueprint, which has been so successful for the Rays?
Well, you know, on the surface, definitely, yes. But, you know, you don't know how much goes into how much credit you give their scouting and some of the philosophies they have behind the scenes, you know, as far as prepping these pitchers for their outings. But I know if I was running a club, I'd have a hard time. You know, I think they do a really nice job of finding guys who, particularly veteran guys that have kind of been around the block, and they fill in pieces with them, which they've done with some of their closers in the past, you know, Fernando Rodney and some of the others. But, you know, I don't know if it's as easy to copycat that or not. Is it something Jim Hickey's doing, the pitching coach? Who knows? But I agree with you. And I often wonder about that with just the way they run their team. you know, if you were a big market team, what would happen if you ran your team that way and you could, you know, augment, you know, some of the little gaps with the big money you have, but try to basically run your team by bringing up young guys like the Rays do. So, you know, a different business model, but it sure seems to be effective year in and year out.
Yeah, very interesting, effective dynamic for the Rays, which, like we said, has produced success for them over a number of years now. And, you know, why ruin a good thing, certainly, when it comes to the Rays. Bill, as we begin to wrap up here, we're speaking on a Wednesday, and the Rays are heading into Game 3 of their 9-game road trip, winning the first two against a struggling Baltimore team. The Rays, I believe, three and a half games out of the second wild card spot entering this one. Do they like their position right now as kind of the team, the under-the-radar team that no one's really talking about right now, at least in regards to, you know, the Angels are struggling, the Orioles are struggling. There are these other teams that are getting more attention and more focus than the Rays. Are the Rays just kind of laying in wait and waiting to pounce on everybody? Is this kind of the position that they're accustomed to?
I think it's a position they're accustomed to. It's nothing they really talk about, but I do think they find themselves in familiar territory, and it is kind of a, you know, a ground where they've had success in the past. In fact, even the owner, Stu Sternberg, all year had said, you know, the years where he's spent a lot on payroll relative to the Rays, it's never really turned out that well. And then the times when they've gone, you know, less has been more. So, you know, it's just kind of the way they do things. And it is interesting how it turns out. You know, all of a sudden here they are, it's September, and suddenly things look, you know, they seem to have a pretty good outlook. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the Rays are always right there in the mix as they head down the stretch here of the 2015 regular season. It would not shock anybody to see them in the wild card game come early October, that's for sure. Great stuff as always from Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, thanks for your time. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks for having me on.
All right, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extra's Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.